The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. This is News on the Dot. Today is Tuesday, February 21, 2023. President Miguel Díaz-Canel sent greetings to the Cuban Medical Brigade that provides services to those affected by the earthquakes that hit south of Turquía. A big hug for our dear doctors. We are very proud of you, and from here, we continue to monitor everything you are doing in Sister Turquía. Cuba admires and loves you, the president said on his Twitter account. In that social network, the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Bruno Rodriguez, highlighted the presence of Cuban doctors in that Eurasian country as a show of solidarity in the face of the tragedy caused by the earthquakes that occurred in that country. The Brigade of Cuban Collaborators is made up of 20 doctors and 11 specialists in nursing, epidemiology, and service personnel. The Minister of Foreign Trade and Investment of Cuba, Rodrigo Malmierca, arrived in Colombia this Sunday at the invitation of the Minister of Commerce, Industry and Tourism, Germán Umaña, to strengthen bilateral ties. The Cuban minister explained to over 60 businessmen in Colombia the possibilities of doing business in the Antillean country and detailed the island's foreign investment opportunities portfolio as a source of economic development for the country in the short, medium, and long terms. He commented on the attractions and facilities of the Mariel Special Development Zone, which provides a first-class production and logistics platform for the establishment of companies whose productions and services will be destined for the domestic market or for export. Malmierca recalled that, despite the economic, commercial, and financial blockade imposed by the United States, intensified with more than 240 additional measures during the government of Donald Trump, and the inclusion in his spurious list of countries that sponsor terrorism, Cuba fosters a favorable business environment. The U.S. Coast Guard on Monday said it repatriated 31 Cuban migrants after intercepting a boat off the Orozco port in the western province of Artemisa, according to Cuba's Interior Ministry. The statement specified the 29 men and two women had been previously intercepted on three other occasions. Following this operation, 34 illegal boat lifts have been intercepted in the first 2 months of 2023, bringing a total of 2,297 repatriated migrants from various regional nations. And in the international agenda, we have that. Panamanian National Police confirmed the seizure of 1,298 packages of drugs in a container coming from the United States and heading for Europe. According to the report, the illegal substances were distributed in black packages inside the cargo container transported by a luxury car on board the Maersk Beatas vessel in a Caribbean port. According to the Ministry of Security, 138,041 tons of drugs were seized in Panama in 2022. Official statistics show that 2021 and 2022, more than 70 tons of cocaine were seized in ports where gangs run drug trafficking rings using containers. For this crime, authorities reported in December that 24 people, including port workers and security agents, have been tried in the last 2 years. Meanwhile, Haitian health authorities registered up to 594 deaths from cholera and 32,141 suspected cases almost 5 months after the outbreak of the disease. According to a balance of the Ministry of Health and Population, 2,000 confirmed cases, 22,469 suspects, and more than 28,300 were hospitalized all over the country. Cholera reappeared 3 years after the last registered case in the midst of a serious social, political, economic, and security crisis that limited the access of thousands of citizens to medical assistance. In addition, the highest number of cases has been reported in the capital and surrounding cities that are under the influence of armed gangs. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.